Hello.
Hello. Good evening. My name is Walter, and I'm calling you from National Opinion Survey. Would you be so kind and help us out today by answering a few questions? I won't take too much of your time. This is a survey regarding the issues facing your community and the nation, and your answers will still remain confidential. I'm not going to take too much of your time. I'm going to do it as fast as I can. It's only a few questions. Now, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Okay. Are you 21 years or older and registered to vote?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote, 50-50 chance, or you probably not vote?
I'll probably vote.
Okay. Are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
Okay. Are you white, African-American, Asian, Native American, mixed race?
Yeah, one of those.
Okay. African-American.
Right.
Okay, great. Now,
come on, you're taking too much time.
No. Okay, no problem. You might provide him with your age? You don't have to.
Huh? You got to know my age?
No, you don't have to. You don't have to if you don't want to.
Okay.
Okay, now, I'm going to read a list of different issues and concerns some people say they want the President and Congress most focused on. For each, I want you to rate from a scale from 0 to 10, with 10 being the most important, 5 being somewhat important, and 0 being not important at all. Now, fighting inflation and improving the economy.
Important.
Okay, 10. Protecting Social Security and Medicare.
Important.
Eliminating food deserts in our communities.
Food what?
Food deserts. I guess it has to do with the sugar, you know?
With the sugar?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know what you mean.
The question is, eliminating food desserts. You know how...
Food dessert!
Yes.
Sorry, I didn't understand you. Important.
Okay, from 0 to 10, would you give that somewhat important? 6, 7, 8, 9, or most important, 10?
5.
Okay. And protecting abortion and reproductive rights.
Very important.
Okay. Okay, now, do you believe that health outcomes in general in the African-American community are better, worse, or about the same as in the white communities?
Worse.
And now, thinking about race relations in America today, do you think that things are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse for black African-Americans?
Worse.
Okay. Which of the following do you feel are having the most negative impact on the African-American communities? You could select up to 2. Vaping, opioids and fentanyl, cigarettes, alcohol, ketamine, ecstasy and other party drugs, marijuana and other cannabis products, heroin, cocaine, meth, and crack, other?
Alcohol.
Okay, one more.
Cigarettes.
Okay. Now, I want to ask your opinion about something called tobacco harm reduction. Tobacco harm reduction is a public health strategy focused on lowering the health risks associated with smoking cigarettes through cessation support, abstinence education, and moving of those who can or won't quit cigarettes to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products. Do you agree or disagree that advancing tobacco harm reductions will improve health outcomes in the African-American community? Strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, strongly disagree.
Strongly disagree.
strongly disagree, okay? Now I'd like to ask you to rate your familiarity with several different smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products. For each, tell me if you are very familiar, somewhat familiar, or not at all familiar with the products.
Oral I'm nicotine not at all familiar. I don't know anything about a product of nicotine.
Okay, electronic cigarettes?
No, I don't know much about them.
He's not burning tobacco products.
Other than they're bad for you.
Yes, of course. All right, no problem then. I'd like to give you an additional information about smoking today in America. As you may know, the smoking rates have gone down consistently for decades, but about 30 million American adults are still smoking today. That's about 1 in 9 adults. Smoking remains the leading cause of preventable death, accounting for nearly 500,000 American lives lost each year. That's about 1 in 5 deaths. And quitting is hard for those who smoke. Only 1 in 10 who try to quit smoking are successful. Many have instead successfully switched from cigarettes, the most harmful form of tobacco, to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine alternatives. After hearing this, what would you say is the primary reason for these changes? More government restrictions and bans, introduction of smoke-free alternatives and cigarettes to the market, more education in anti-tobacco advertising, cost of smoke has gone up.
Yeah.
The cost?
Yeah.
Okay. We already 55%, okay? So I'm gonna do this. Now I'd like to read you two statements.
55%.
About...
I gotta go.
Yes, no one. Let's go. Okay. I'm gonna read two statements about cigarette smoking.
You said a couple of questions.
Yeah, it is. Please tell me.
It's not.
Look, these answers are very important for the survey. These are help you when you see in the news the polls about what president is winning and you know, I mean, what candidate for the presidential is winning is because of these surveys that we do. And in all of these about the tobacco.
Okay, let's go with the
okay.
Question.
Okay. While it might be difficult to quit smoking, we should continue to focus entirely on getting people to quit all tobacco and nicotine through education about the harm of smoking and the use of traditional cessation products like nicotine patches and prescription medications. Now, the other one is we must recognize that not everyone can or will easily quit smoking, and while we will continue to educate people about the harm of smoking and support the efforts to quit through traditional cessation products like nicotine patches and prescription medications, we should also ensure those who smoke have information about and access to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine alternatives that will reduce their long-term health risk compared to cigarettes. Which one do you agree with, the first one that I read or the second one?
The first one.
Okay. Now, would you say that vaping is more or less harmful to your health than smoking cigarettes? Much more harmful, somewhat more harmful, somewhat less harmful, much less harmful. No difference.
There is no difference. They're both harmful.
Okay. Now, opioids are killing 100,000 Americans a year, and the federal government uses harm reduction techniques to save as many of them as we can. Smoking cigarettes kill nearly 5 times that many people every year, but the government refuses to pursue similar harm reduction strategies to help reduce those deaths. The FDA should take a page out of the harm reduction playbook that's already being used in our country to combat opioids used in Europe and Japan, to combat cigarettes used by being honest with us and our doctors about less harmful alternatives to smoking. Now, from 0 to 10, do you not agree, somewhat agree, strongly agree?
Somewhat agree.
Okay. Our goal should be for people to continue to abstain from smoking or quit smoking, and our prevention, education, and cessation support efforts have helped realize that lower smoking rates in 30 years. Policies like warning labels, higher cigarette taxes, raising the minimum age to buy tobacco to 21, and large-scale public health campaigns on the dangers of smoking are working, but so are less harmful smoke-free alternatives to cigarettes. We should continue to employ all these methods to help reduce the smoking rate and save as many lives as possible. From 0 to 10?
Six.
Six, okay. Quitting smoking is hard. That's why only 1 in 10 people who try are successful. But there are less harmful alternatives to cigarettes, and they have helped contribute to significant declines in the smoking rate over the years. The government should be doing more to educate adults who smoke about these less harmful alternatives and help them switch. They can or don't want to quit tobacco and nicotine altogether. From 0 to 10?
Do I agree? Zero
yes.
10?
Okay.
No, I don't agree with that. They already okay. In our business enough, so why should they? We have enough education.
Okay. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. It's okay if you did not. But I'd like to ask you again, do you agree or disagree that the Advancing Tobacco Harm Reduction, the public health strategy focused on lowering the health risks associated with smoking cigarettes through cessation support, abstinence education, and moving adults who can or won't quit cigarettes to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products will improve health outcomes in the African-American community? Strongly agree, somewhat disagree, strongly disagree.
What did I say the first time?
Okay. In the past 30 days, have you used any of the following products? Cigarettes?
No.
Smokeless tobacco such as Deep or Chew?
No.
Pipe tobacco?
No.
Cigars?
No tobacco. No.
Electronic cigarettes?
No.
Okay. Heat no burn tobacco products?
No.
And oral nicotine pouches?
No.
Okay. Switching gears a little bit, the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed? From 1 to 11th grade, high school graduate, some college or vocational certificate, college graduate,
college.
Bachelor's degree?
College.
Sorry?
College?
Okay. Okay. Are you married or
no.
Married with a partner, single, separated, divorced, widow?
I'm not married with a partner.
Okay. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
Mm-mm. No.
Okay. Which of the following business class how you think of your current economic situation? Wealthy, upper middle class, working class, low income?
Working class.
Okay. How do you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, rural?
Suburban.
Okay. Are you identified as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
Did I do what?
Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
No.
Okay. Okay, 96%. It's only like two questions there. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, independent, or something else?
Money business.
Okay. Don't know. Now, in the 2020 presidential election, you voted for Joe Biden or Donald Trump? Someone else?
In
or
what?
Don't know. On the 2020 presidential elections, did you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or someone else?
Is it this year election? Oh, I don't know.
Okay, no problem. No, in the 2020, in the past elections.
Oh, Biden.
Okay. Now, and if the 2024 elections of president were held today, and the candidates were Democrat, Joe Biden, and Republican, Donald Trump, would you vote for Joe Biden or Donald Trump?
Oh, I don't know.
Okay, no problem. Okay, this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. I really appreciate you. Thank you, and have a wonderful rest of the day.
Thank you. Bye.
Welcome. Bye. Gracias.